I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News Sarah Jenkins. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi.
You and your daughter are about to open a photographic exhibition in the Moore Building in Henry Street, Central Fremantle.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us the name of the exhibition.
So it's called A Take on Minimalism, and we are aerial photographers, drone photographers, and we both have a passion for minimalism, and that's reflected in our photos. And yes, we applied to do this exhibition through the Fremantle Arts Centre and were successful, and so it started a process of putting together our photos for the exhibition.
Well, I'm already totally hooked. Your co-exhibitor, your daughter Lucy, however, isn't exactly in Fremantle at the moment. Where is she?
She probably couldn't be further away. So she's in London. She is working for an architectural firm called Foster and Partners. She's an architectural graduate. She's not allowed to be called an architect just yet, but she will be sitting her exams to become a fully fledged architect later this year. So yes, she's in London, which does pose a bit of a problem at times.
We can zoom her in, I suppose.
Yes, the only problem is there's only a short time during the day that we can actually talk or communicate before she goes to work. And so it's limited. And if anything needs to be done, we have to wait another day. So it's not the fastest process.
Sarah, we've met in your lovely house. I'm looking at a fabulous painting over here. Who did this painting?
Oh, that was me.
Wow.
So I was living in Sydney in 2020, and COVID hit. And because I have muscular dystrophy, I'm high risk to any lung infections. So that set the wheels in process for me to get out. We didn't really know how it was being transmitted. And so I decided to go into the rainforests of Port Douglas and basically hide myself away. And during that time, I had to do things to keep myself busy. And one of them was this painting.
And then I'm looking to my right, and what to me looks very much like, I'm guessing, a swimming pool. What is it?
It is a swimming pool. It's a swimming pool in Cooktown. Cooktown's about a 3-hour drive from Port Douglas, and we went on a bit of an adventure, drone adventure, and we passed this pool. I'm actually quite drawn to swimming pools because I've swum in so many for so many years. During my early years, I was a swimmer, and I used to go to swimming training at the age of 6. Used to get picked up, taken, dive into a freezing cold swimming pool. In those days, nothing was heated. And so swimming pools have been a big part of my life. And then my two daughters, Lucy and Tess, were both swimmers. And so many a time has been spent in and by a swimming pool. So I love them as subjects to photograph.
So you're painting, you're taking photographs, you've talked about the drone. When did all of this start to emerge in your life?
I always loved art. I won the art prize at school when I did my final year at Penrose. But I got sidetracked. I ended up going nursing. Actually, I did a year of architecture at UWA. But it was all too much, I think. I thought I should have taken a year off, and so I actually did, and then I ended up going into nursing which is completely the opposite direction.
And here we are.
Anything artistic. I know. And so I guess from that day on, I've slowly worked my way back to being an artist of sorts. And I've always dabbled in a bit of painting over the years. I've done a few painting courses. When I went to Sydney to live, I used to go to classes at the Waverley Woollahra painting school there, and then I kind of rediscovered it and rediscovered the love of it. Yes.
The photographs in this exhibition, that are yours in particular, have the drone featuring, in a sense, in all of them. Is that right?
Well, I can't operate a normal camera.
No.
So the beauty of a drone is that you've just got a little remote control with tiny toggles that I can use with my thumbs. And I can position the drone and take photos with a little button. So I'm not having to hold anything up. Everything operates from my lap, which is doable.
We have a photo of you sitting and holding the drone, looking very lovely, and spying the drone just above you.
So, and this is in Port Douglas, and this is the basketball court where it all happened. So where it all was launched, excuse the pun. But yes, I had this idea of taking a photograph of a girl in the middle of a basketball court, which was inspired by a photo that was taken by my daughter. It's not actually that one. And I don't know if you've got it with you, but it was the one that won the prize with the Capture magazine. If you go back, sorry. This
one. It's the middle one there.
Middle one. So
Was that Boston?
Yes, so what happened, I took this photo. I thought it was during lockdown. We could go a small distance. We could drive a small distance. And so we went up to the basketball court. This was actually a support worker in this photo. We took the pool ring and we popped her on the pool ring reading a magazine. And we called it, it's called Compromise, because she was making a compromise. She couldn't get into a swimming pool or go to the beach, but we could get to this basketball court and take this photo. So it was called, it's called Compromise. And Lucy and I decided to start up a Instagram page, and we decided to call ourselves Air Bear. Lucy came up with that name, and it was posted. I posted it, and we were contacted by this crowd from Boston. The marvels of social media, you know, it can be quite good. And so they asked us to enter it into a competition. I had no idea there were even photography competitions. And so we did, and we won that segment. They had others. It was lots of drone categories, but this one we won. And then that gave us confidence to enter other competitions. And so Capture magazine caught my eye on social media, and I thought, oh well, I'll give it a go. I entered it, and we won the single shot category.
Nice.
Could not believe it. We'd literally been flying the drone for less than 6 months.
So just to be not technical, but to try and understand how you use a drone for photography, just briefly take us through that. I mean, take that painting, or take the one of the pool that we're looking at, both of which will be on the story with this. How do you do it?
Well, if you've ever had a remote control car, anyone has, you just turn it on. You have to learn how to fly it. It's pretty simple, and we taught ourselves through online tutorials how to fly. Lucy flew it first. I was too scared.
You didn't want to crash it.
I didn't want to crash it. I had no idea, but she was pretty gung-ho. younger people love it. And she took it up and started taking photos. And then when she headed back to Melbourne after the lockdowns stopped and university went back, I thought, well, she's gone. If we're going to continue this on, I've got to do it. So that made me do it. You just launch it. You just angle the lens, and it's all with the toggles. It's amazing. It's amazing technology. And the quality of the camera in it is fantastic.
So you have to have still some sense of composition. Do you have the screen there in front of you? Can you see exactly what you're going to be taking a photo of?
So you actually attach your mobile phone. It is sometimes very difficult to know exactly what you're doing. And as you can appreciate, the phone screen is not very big. And so there was a lot of hit and misses, I tell you. But you gradually learn how to position the drone. The drone is reasonably steady in the sky. So, and when you're doing really careful technical compositions, you've got to keep it really still. So you can't go up when it's windy. And you've got a grid line that you can work from on the screen. And so you just learn how to just take the photo, when to take the photo. It's enabled me to have this side of my creativity, which I wouldn't have otherwise been able to do.
It's absolutely wonderful and amazing, and the best thing of all, it produced those beautiful images.
Yes. When
people come along to the exhibition, starting in another week or so, what are they going to see, and what do you want them to see?
So we've got a lot of images, because we've been going now for nearly 4 years. So we worked out that we'd put them into themes. So we have 5 different themes. One of them is a tennis court. Then we have beach and water. We have a pool theme. We have salt lakes. And we've got the basketball images, or court images. Which are basically, the basketball court is actually just a canvas for the images. So there are 38 images in total. They're all taken with the drone. It's all aerial, and it's all minimalist.
We'll come back to minimalist in a minute. Mm. Just staying with what people are going to see, are they going to all to be of a certain size?
So no. There's going to be a mixture of canvas and just prints and various sizes, but each theme will have a big canvas in the as a central point with the smaller prints around it. Now none of the prints are framed. They're actually just on their own, but they have a special backing, and they will hang with ball clips. It's going to look amazing. I've been told it's going to look amazing. So it's going to be a mixture of paper and canvas medium, and different sizes. We're going to have about 3 different sizes in the prints and the canvases. So
will they all be for sale?
All of them.
And looking around at what I'm looking at here, they look great on a big white wall. And
yes.
Colourful and they're bold and they get you thinking and talking.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the minimalist thing.
Mm-hmm.
Minimalism can mean different things to different people. Mm. How are you employing the concept of minimalism here?
Well, it can be just having one single subject in the frame and taking away all the distractions from around it. We can be a lot of the basketball shots are of that style.
There's a beauty here.
Yes, so this one is called Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and I actually posted that on Valentine's Day. A couple of years ago, it's my daughter, and she's pulling on material which is in the shape of the heart, and it's slowly coming away. So it's slowly breaking up. So it has a meaning to it, and she's not looking particularly happy, if you can see her face. So that was, there was a purpose behind all of that. So as you can see, the big focal point is the heart, and then the daughter, my daughter, the girl, and pretty much everything else has been, you know, is taken away from that. So the image.
It's a great image because it makes you stop and look the materials that are in it, the photo itself, and she looks like it's the heart's being rent from her.
In many
respects.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite image of your own that you've taken all these times?
Well, that's, yeah.
There's the prize winning one.
There's the prize winning one. I do love that one.
Compromise.
It's called Compromise. Yeah, the whole thing's called, it's called Compromise. It's not just Compromise. Yeah, because it was such a weird time, you know, back then. This was November 2020. And just, we were all a bit of a loss, and just to find some beauty in the world and positivity, and, you know, we were all looking for that. Yes.
I'm taking it that there is this new genre of photos taken in the sky, whether it's hanging out of a helicopter and looking down or using the drone to take the photograph.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing what the Earth does look like from above. It's completely different. It's nothing that you can even imagine, really, until, as you say, you're either up in an aeroplane or a helicopter. But both of those would not help me. I couldn't do them as much as I'd love to. So using the drone, we didn't even attempt to start doing landscape-y, beautiful sweeping drone shots, because there are amazing ones out there already. We didn't want to be, we couldn't compete with that, so we had to look for a point of difference. Mm-hmm. And so we were inspired by a few different Instagram accounts. You learn a lot that way. And so we took it from there. And so we both have this, I guess, an eye for composition.
Yeah.
And someone told me once, in photography, a photo is 90% composition. And so if you nail that, there's only a little bit more that you have to do to really produce a good photo.
Well, they're eye-catching, and you obviously have a great sense of composition.
Yeah.
You've described those different themes that people will see.
Yeah.
And is that what happens when you start to think of how you might compose the next photo, the next batch of photos, that you think of a theme and then how you can realise it?
So coming up with photos is quite funny. If you look at our Instagram account, they've all got names, our photos. Some of them are quite quirky. They're a double entendre. I sometimes come up with the caption first. And then I think about how I do the photo to match the caption. So that often is how the idea gets in my head.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, the lyrics or the tune come first, and how do you put them all together?
Yes.
As to the name Air Bear, if Lucy were here to answer the question, how would she tell us that she came upon it?
Well, we had to have something relating to being in the air, number one, with the drone. And then we thought, what rhymes with air? We didn't want to do bear, B-E-A-R, because then I thought people would get us confused with Care Bears. So we just decided on bear, B-A-R-E. And it is, what you see is what you get, pretty much. I mean, we don't Photoshop photos massively, then we might take something out that's a mark or a bit of a distraction. It's not anything massive, but they're pretty much what you see is what you get, with a bit of colour editing and, you know, tonal editing and all that sort of stuff. But they're very raw and bare. So air bare.
And in terms of a plug, you mentioned Instagram a couple of times. Is Air Bear the handle?
It's Air Bear Studio. Unfortunately, Air Bear was gone, and it was just two photos, and it was just a family, and it was from 2012. And we thought, oh no, anyway. So we had to think of something else. So it was Air Bear Studio, which is absolutely fine.
And where else will your new fans go to find you?
So we also have a website, which is airbear.com.au. And that's got all our information. We've got blogs, and we've got all our photos. Well, not all of them, but a good many of them, and we actually put them in a room with a frame so that you can see them on walls, just to give people a bit of an idea of what they would look like in an interior.
And can people get prints of ones they particularly love?
They can, yes. They need to. We don't have a off the rack kind of this size, this price. I like to deal personally with the order, just so that we can discuss the ratios and the medium that they want to put it on. I feel that that is what they deserve, and what sort of a wall they're going on, you know, the furniture, the theme of the room, that sort of thing. Mm. So it's a personalized service, I suppose, bespoke.
Right. Part of the creative process.
Yeah.
Well, we encourage everyone to come along. Showing for a whole week, I think.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
That's wonderful.
So please come along. Yeah.
And before we finish off, I have to ask, what does the future hold for Lucy and Sarah?
Well, I know Lucy's going to go on to amazing things with her career in architecture. And I will continue to keep the wheels turning with Air Bear. With her help. I mean, we always confer, and I'm hoping that she will take some photos in the UK. However, she will have to get a license to do so, as you do in Australia. Because of the drone. It is a flying object. You have to go through CASA. You have to do
get your driver's license.
Yes, online course. It's not difficult, but it's necessary because it's a flying missile, you know, as well. So you don't
want to. If you're not careful, it'll land in the middle of a swimming pool.
Yeah. Or hit someone on the head, which is what you don't want to do. So you do need, there are rules and regulations for sure. Yeah. So, but I would like, I can see Air Bear photography in commercial settings. I can see us in hotel foyers and commercial buildings and businesses. I think that because of the size that we can go to, I think they look amazing on walls, and you can get a really good aspect if, you know, you're in a big area, but as well as, you know, in residential as well. But I'm happy to take it whatever direction it goes, really. Whatever opportunities come across us, I'm willing to explore.
I can't help myself, Sarah. One might say the sky is the limit.
Absolutely.
It's been really lovely meeting you, talking about the exhibition, and the very best of luck with it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.